and your home for healthcare. Also, news this hour being brought to you by Iowa State Bank, where they help people succeed. Actually, temperature just refreshing me, 48 degrees right now. 48 degrees, cloudy skies here at the KLGA studios, and rain showers across a good portion of the listening area, and some decent rain showers right now in downtown Algona. We'll talk more about your weather forecast coming up in just a little bit. The Algona School Board approved a contract with Riley Armstrong Plumbing and Heating out of Fort Dodge this week to complete the demolition of the former school building in Laverne. Superintendent Joe Carter tells KLGA News the low bid came in at just over $508,000.
Right in line with what we expected the project to cost. The Laverne District had set aside dollars in case this is the route we went, and that's right in line with what that was. The bids, six different bids ranging from $508,000 to $889,000, with about everything in between. So we were happy with the bid.
Carter says there's some work that'll have to be done before the main demolition of the building can occur.
There is asbestos that needs to be abated in the building. There's some underground tanks that need to be removed. So there's a number of steps. When I met with the city of Laverne, you know, we wanted to work with them and create what they needed. And, you know, so our hopes are to make it so that area is graded, it's seated, the basketball courts and the playgrounds are put back or remain. And it's something that they could build a new building on in the future if they chose to.
Carter says the work should begin here in the next few weeks and will be wrapped up by the middle of August. The Water's Edge Nature Center is teaming up with the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship on a project to reduce the nutrients entering Smith Lake through storm runoff. Kossuth County Conservation Director Kendall Stummy tells KLGA News they're receiving grant funding from IDALS to help with their efforts.
The project was actually started in the fall of 2023, and one of the kickoffs to the project was the Water's Edge Nature Center had the entire parking lot asphalted, which led to a lot of the rainwater running directly through a drain into Smith Lake. So we wanted to protect the lake, and one of the ways to do this was by the construction of a bioretention cell.
Now, Stummy says the creation of that bioretention cell is part of a water quality initiative that's a priority for the state ag departments.
We visited with them last fall. We were able to get a grant for the project, and the project itself is pretty much directly south of the Nature Center, right between where the parking lot area is and the lakeshore starts. We've already taken bids on the project and hope to start in the month of May and have the project completed by the end of June.
Now, Stummy says the bioretention cell will serve multiple purposes at the Nature Center.
Our main goal was, you know, just to protect Smith Lake, you know, the sediment and so forth coming from the parking lot, but it'd also be a good opportunity since it is right adjacent to the Nature Center with all the field trips we have where we can, you know, show students and anybody really that's interested how stormwater waste treatment happens and what the cycles go through. And also part of that is the portion that the public's going to be able to see is going to be native grasses and wildflowers. So they'll be able to be a very aesthetic, pleasing bioretention cell when it's all completed.
The project is receiving a $24,000 grant from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and is one of 14 water quality projects to receive funding statewide. Well, we're more than a month into spring, and the experts say Iowans who are itching to get on the open water with their kayaks and canoes may want to wait a little longer for safety's sake. Iowa DNR Conservation Officer Nate Carr says with the rain expected this weekend and through much of the weekend there, water levels will likely be rising.
It does help with having to get out and push or pull your boat from time to time, but it also creates more hazards the quicker that water's moving as you encounter different deadfalls and trees that have fallen into water creating strainers. That can be a hazard and something you have to be cognizant of.
Now, the DNR says when the temperature of the water is 60 degrees or below, you're automatically at risk for hypothermia if you become wet. Folks in kayaks and canoes need to wear the right gear and know how to read a river and be fully prepared for immersion.
We certainly encourage people to wear life jackets anytime you're in a boat, including canoeing, kayaking. It may be ankle or knee deep throughout large stretches of the river, but there are holes throughout the river that can be over your head.
The large bodies of water take time to warm up, so it may be a few more weeks before it's safe for lesser experienced paddlers to load up on their boats. In addition to life jackets, DNR says let a friend or a loved one know where you're going and when you'll be back. Bring a dry bag with extra clothing to change into should you get wet. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. We'll have more news for you after this on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
At the Kossuth Regional Health Center Family Pharmacy, we've got your medication covered. Hi, this is Ryan Habiger, pharmacist and manager of the KRHG Family Pharmacy. Our pharmacy serves as a convenient option for patients to fill prescriptions and purchase over-the-counter medications close to home. Whether you come into the clinic or stop through our handy drive-thru, our team of local pharmacists and friendly staff are ready to serve all your needs. We offer short wait times and also have a large over-the-counter selection of medications that have extremely competitive prices. New to the pharmacy, we can now text message you when your prescriptions are ready to go, and you can text us for refills. We also have a QR code on the prescription label, which will allow you to easily use your smartphone for refills. No insurance? We also offer a discount plan for those who qualify. We're located at the Algona Clinic, and our pharmacy is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12:30. Let the KRHC Family Pharmacy take care of your medication and prescription needs as we serve as your home for health care.
Welcome back. Hometown Radio News continues this hour. Right now we've got cloudy skies. Temperature reading to 46 degrees. We've got rain showers coming down pretty good right now in downtown Algona. We'll talk more about your weather forecast, your very wet weather forecast, coming up just a little bit. Western Iowa Tech Community College in Sioux City has reached a settlement with international students who accused the school of human trafficking. Woody Gottberg has details.
The school's board of directors has approved a $3 million payment to 13 students from Chile who filed a lawsuit in November of 2020. The students who took part in what's called the federal J-1 student program said they were promised a free two-year program with internships, but students say they ended up doing jobs involving manual labor to pay off their tuition. College issued a statement that acknowledges the program did not meet its high standards, but denied the allegations in the lawsuit. Woody Gottberg, Radio Iowa, Sioux City.
A nearly $19 million housing project in Spirit Lake will be built a few blocks away from a manufacturing facility that employs 750 people. The Polaris plant in Spirit Lake produces Victory motorcycles and Polaris Ranger utility vehicles. Robert Smith of Talent Development says when the project is finished, there will be 126 rental units.
Phase one will have the apartments, which is 62 units. Within the phase two, we're going to have townhomes, a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, and parking. We're going to also have on phase two a community center and a fitness center.
Now, Spirit Lake officials say local businesses have said expansion plans are dependent on the construction of affordable housing for prospective employees. Spirit Lake City Administrator Greg Owens says the developers are applying to the Iowa Economic Development Authority for a workforce housing tax credit.
They need to see a local match. The city's local match will be a combination of a $500,000 economic development grant and then a tax abatement.
Now, the estimated value of the local tax abatement is around $394,000. The developers say local investors and financing have already been secured. Now, if the project is approved for state tax incentives, Talent Development could close on the property in September and begin construction before winter. A research scientist in the Physics and Astronomy Department at the University of Iowa is delighted that NASA engineers were able to reestablish communication with the Voyager 1 spacecraft, which has flown further into space than any human-made object. Bill Kurth says Voyager, which he started working on at the university 5 decades ago, is now some 15 billion miles away from Earth.
That's 165 times farther from the sun than we are. It's 22 and a half hours light time from Earth. That means if we send a signal to Voyager, it takes almost a day to get to Voyager, and if Voyager responds, it takes almost another day for it to come back.
Now, this past November, Voyager 1 went silent after a memory chip and one of the three onboard computers failed. A few days ago, the team at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory was able to restore the spacecraft and regain the ability to receive and transmit messages over the incredibly great distance.
The team at JPL has worked miracles over the decades. They've basically pulled both of these spacecraft out of the fire a number of times, and I was not terribly surprised that they could do it again.
Kurth started working on Voyager as a University of Iowa graduate student in 1974. He's now the principal investigator for the Plasma Wave Science Instrument on the spacecraft, which was designed and built at Iowa. When the Voyagers were launched, they were designed to visit the planets Jupiter and Saturn and perhaps be able to go on to Uranus and Neptune.
After the Neptune flyby, the spacecraft were in good health, and NASA decided to rename the mission the Voyager Interstellar Mission with the hopes that someday it would get into the interstellar medium. And it has. It took a long cruise to get there, and I'm just very happy to have been part of that.
Now, despite its Asian electronics, Kurth says Voyager is still sending back information that's vitally important to researchers who are trying to understand the fabric of the universe, and NASA says its generators may continue to have power and run its instruments through 2036. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and look at your weather right after this here on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
At Iowa State Bank, they know that information is power. That's why they offer account alerts for the transactions you want to know about. Choose from over 50 different alerts found in the online banking at bankisb.com and get the alerts delivered how you want by email, text, through online banking, or in the mobile app. Iowa State Bank, helping people succeed. Member FDIC.
Helping people succeed, Iowa State Bank.
Welcome back. Hometown Radio News Time is 7:21. Right now we've got cloudy skies. We've got rain showers, and like I said, raining pretty heavy right now in downtown Helgoland as I look out onto Nebraska Street. Coming out at a pretty good clip here, and we've got a pretty much looking at the radar right now, almost the entire county of Kossuth County in kind of yellow and orangish on the radar. So some stronger showers all the way from Sway City down Highway 169 towards Bancroft, through the Algona area down towards St. Joe, and they end up wrapping up just south of St. Joe into Humboldt County. That's where the stronger showers are at this time. And if you kind of move on north to west, once you get to the Iowa-Minnesota border, the line of stronger showers moves off to the northwest towards Fairmont and then up towards St. James into Minnesota. That's where the stronger showers are at this time. Showers, thunderstorms throughout the day today. High of 58. Tonight will drop down to a low of 52, but showers continuing throughout the day and evening hours. Saturday, partly sunny, a high near 70 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms return. Low of 52, chance of rain 90% tomorrow night. By Sunday, near 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high around 68. Sunday night, showers continue, a low of 45. Monday, mostly cloudy skies become partly sunny, a high of 62. Tuesday, sunny, chance of showers about 30%. But a high of 75. Now, yesterday, our high was 68. 50 was our low overnight. We did have a trace of precipitation as of 6 a.m. Our record high for this state is 87. It was set in 2012. Our record low of 21 was set in 1907. We had 1.15 inches worth of rain on the state in 1915, 2 inches of snow on the state in 1893 for our record precip totals. Average high for this time of year is 63. Average low is 40. Sunrise this morning was at 6:14, sunset tonight 8:14, sunrise tomorrow 6:13, and sunset tomorrow at 8:15. That's a look at Hometown Radio News. News this hour has been brought to you by Iowa State Bank and by Kossuth Regional Health Center. Our next newscast is coming up at 8:10 this morning here on Hometown Radio, KLGA.
Providing you with clean, healthy indoor air. With over 15 years of air duct and dryer vent cleaning experience, Neil and Angie, owners of Fantastic Cleaners, are here to help you by cleaning your ducts of debris, allergies, and other contaminants so you can breathe better and make your HVAC system run longer. Help prevent fires from happening by cleaning the dryer vents on a regular basis. For more information and to set up your appointment, call Fantastic Cleaners today at 712-848-3857. Fantastic Cleaners for your air duct and dryer vent needs. Call 712-848-3857 today.
Funeral services for Sylvester Bartolo, age 88, of Sway City, will be held this morning at 11 at the Sway City Methodist Church. Visitation will continue 1 hour prior to the service at the church this morning. Oak Crest Funeral Services of Algona in charge of the arrangements for Sylvester Bartolo, age 88, of Sway City. Services to be held this morning at 11 at the Sway City Methodist Church. Funeral services for Mervyn Johnson, age 88, of Armstrong, will be held Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Sway City Community Church. Henry Olson Funeral Home of Armstrong in charge of the arrangements for Mervyn Johnson, age 88 of Armstrong. Services to be held Sunday at 3 at the Sway City Community Church. Funeral services for Ashley Marlowe, age 28, of Burt, will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Burt Presbyterian Church. Visitation will be held Sunday from 3 until 5 p.m. at the church. Lentz Funeral Home of Burt in charge of the arrangements for Ashley Marlowe, age 28, of Burt. Services to be held Monday morning, 10:30 at the Burt Presbyterian.